Is Joshua McNary. He is the founder and a digital
marketing technologist.
Thank you, digital marketing technologist. It's early in the morning. Haven't had enough coffee, Joshua. I apologize.
Right, and it's Christmas week and everything. It's
one excuse after another for me. So don't worry about that. We're talking about something, about an article that I referred to you, and we're not going to stay necessarily on that topic. But the idea of clickjacking, I had never heard of clickjacking before. Can you explain what that is to me?
Sure. Yeah. So this time of year, we're on mobile devices, we're online shopping, and the scammers are out there like they always have. We've talked about these types of issues generally before. Clickjacking specifically is the idea of when you go to click something on a website or on a mobile device, and you think you're clicking a button to take you one place, and in reality, the way that the website or app is coded, mm-hmm. you click it and it takes you actually someplace else. And basically the idea is that a scammer could use that to increase their website's ranking because you clicked their link even though you were actually clicking something else.
Right.
So it's just another flavor of the week way that the hackers are getting after us.
Okay. And you see, it's interesting too, because I heard this morning for the first time broadband use at home is down because from like 70% to 67% mm-hmm. because people are starting to use their phones more in order to do all those things. So I guess clickjacking could become something a little bit more serious here in the future.
Yeah, clickjacking really could happen at home or a mobile device. That's across the board. Mm-hmm. So with regards to mobile devices, though, you're right. I mean, the cost of using the data on those is coming way down. In fact, I use mine all the time connected to my computer when I'm at the coffee shop or whatever, for security reasons partially, so I'm not on a public network. Absolutely. There's a lot of ways on a mobile device, though, that you can get other ways. I mean, there's illegitimate apps. There's limited security settings, or there's not antivirus on a mobile device in the same way that you think about it mm-hmm. on a desktop device. And there are security features in every platform out there, but because of the way those devices have evolved over time, trying to be high efficiency, you hate when your battery dies. So the makers have set them up so that they don't have a bunch of apps running in the background all the time, or if they do, they're only for really core purposes, and that's basically what an antivirus does on your desktop machine. It's running in the background, always looking for the bad stuff. So just the way they've evolved, you have to be careful to make sure that the security settings built into your particular device based on whoever built it for you and the software they coded is set properly. And then the other big thing, and I've said this kind of thing before on the air, but is you just have to be aware. I mean, the fact you're even listening to this right now and you're getting sense, hey, there are dangers out there about when I click something or download something bad might happen. Just being aware and as an internet consumer, knowing that hey, this doesn't look right, mm-hmm. And then just not clicking it if you're not quite sure. Try the next thing. That's one of the biggest things I can recommend.
No, that's not a bad idea at all. Joshua McNary is the founder and a digital marketing technologist over at McNary Marketing and Design. You can find him at McNary or McNary.me is the website. And especially this time of year when people, the whole thing with Apple Pay, I think, is another thing. And then it's going to step up with the Android-based phones. You're going to have more and more of this. Do people have reason to be concerned with all that information just floating out there in the ether?
Again, on the internet, there is reason to have concern. Mm-hmm. But I would liken it to, we're concerned that our house might get robbed, but not everybody gets robbed, right?
Yeah, right.
I think that's a good way to think about this. Because the technology is new and it moves so fast, there's a mentality of, I'm scared of this thing over here.
Right.
But that said, I think if you put it in context of, not everyone gets hacked or not everyone has these problems, but just be aware of them and recognize suspicious activity out there as an internet consumer mm-hmm. Will help you a long way. But the good thing about the payment solutions for Apple Pay, for instance, specifically, the way they've designed them is that your information or your payment information is not exposed in a way. It actually could be made a case that a credit card that you whip out and someone could take a picture of or look over your shoulder is less secure than the way those electronic payments work. So because of the encryption and the fact that you don't actually pass the credit card number, all they're doing is sending like a transaction ID between you and the vendor. So so there's a case to be made those are more secure. But just be aware. Just be aware. Be on alert for suspicious activity. And I think that goes a long way to make sure that you aren't the house on the block that gets robbed in the mobile world.
Oh, exactly. In the mobile world, and hopefully not the real world either.
Yeah,
Joshua, Merry Christmas to you and your family. We're going to talk sometime here in the next couple of weeks about getting your marketing plan for your small to medium-sized business up and running for the new year. All right?
Absolutely. Sounds great. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy New Year.
All right. Take care. Joshua McNary from McNary Marketing Design here on News Radio 600 WMT.